I'm Kyle Rice, awful test taker turned physical therapist and standardized test coach for over 5,000 physical therapists worldwide. It wasn't that long ago that I struggled with anxiety, lack of confidence, and the fear of failing the NPTE. Fast forward through the challenges, the 13 standardized test failures, and many lessons learned, and you'll see the life I have today, a life filled with love, financial freedom, and a dream job that allows me to change lives every single day. I created the NPTE Clinical Files podcast to give you simple, actionable strategies along with a step-by-step walkthrough of NPTE-based questions. All of this so that you can dominate your exam like I did and achieve your dream. So if you're a driven PT student who's looking to pass the NPTE and start creating a life you love, you're in the right place. Enjoy the show. For this week's clinical file, we have Ricky, and Ricky has recently started training at a specialized facility located 6,200 feet above sea level. The therapist would like to create safe cardiovascular parameters for exercise at this new elevation. Which of the following would be the most expected when exercising at a high altitude? So we have A, lower maximal heart rate, B, higher maximal heart rate, C, lower resting heart rate, and D is respiratory acidosis. All right, let's go up to the top of this one. Like I was saying before, like this is one of these altitude-based questions where you got to know what altitude does to our cardiovascular system. And you got to watch out for this in the literature as well, in the book, because altitude can have immediate effects on the body, but after we get acclimated to the higher altitude, sometimes those changes can start to come back to near normal, all right? And so you got to have a really good understanding here. Let's break this one down. It says Ricky has recently started training at a specialized facility located 6,200 feet above sea level. All right, a little too high for me here, but here it is. When we're talking about altitude, really anything above 4,900 feet is considered to be high altitude. But as far as, you know, having problems like exercise performance changes and a lot of cardiovascular changes, when your patient gets to that 6,000 feet and beyond, that's when we start to see a lot of cardiovascular changes. And I expect this to be something that comes up on the NPTE as well, you know, really understanding what does altitude do to cardiovascular, okay? And so we know now that this patient has entered a facility that's going to challenge his cardiovascular system differently. All right, let's continue moving on. It says the therapist would like to create safe cardiovascular parameters for exercise at this new elevation. This sentence set me up pretty nicely. I wouldn't say that there's a lot of juicy information in this one. It's just kind of setting me up. So now I'm thinking of this whole safety and cardiovascular. I have an idea for where this question's going. Let me go into the last sentence, also known as the question stem. It says, which of the following would be the most expected when exercising at a high altitude? Boom. Okay, so for those of you who are on the podcast right now, let me go through the answers again. A says lower maximal heart rate. B is higher maximal heart rate. C is lower resting heart rate. And D is respiratory acidosis. So really, what is this question asking? It's really asking, what can I expect to be the difference between working out at a high level or high altitude versus working out at sea level? Like, what is going to be the difference of the two? And so that's what I'm really looking at answering here. So let's kind of break this down. Let's start with A. A says lower maximal heart rate. It doesn't say lower heart rate. It says lower maximal heart rate. So before I go into this answer choice, can we just talk about what happens when we're at a high altitude? Like, what happens to your cardiovascular system? Okay, so here's the thing. When you go into this higher altitude, one thing that you need to know is that the pressure up there is a lot, what, less, All right. And so one thing that you need to write down in your notes is that when we go to a high altitude, the partial pressure of oxygen, the amount of oxygen that's up there is lower. Okay. So we got lower pressure and we got lower level of oxygen. Okay. So we're entering an environment that has a low level of oxygen. What does that start to do to your body? Like, what do you expect to start happening? Just imagine you enter an area that has a low level of oxygen. How is your body going to start to respond? And to me, the first thing I start thinking of is, oh, well, you're probably going to start breathing faster, right? Because you're going to get this sense of, oh, there's low level of oxygen. I need to bring in more. So how do you bring in more? Increase your ventilation rate. Breathe faster. Okay, makes sense. How about the heart? What does the heart do? Does the heart slow down? Does it stay about the same rate? Does it increase? We expect it to increase. Why? So the heart wants to get more oxygen around the body as well. So it starts to beat faster. To me, that makes sense. So we got increased ventilation. We got increased heart rate. Our blood pressure will increase as well. So there's a lot of increases here. All right. Now, one thing I want you to write down in your notes is that when I go to a high altitude, okay, I can expect that my heart rate at rest will naturally be higher than it would be at sea level. So when I go to 6,000 feet, right, my heart rate is automatically at rest going to be higher. When I do exercise, submaximal exercise, it will automatically be higher than it would be at sea level. Is that cool? Are we clear with all of that? So go ahead and write that down in your notes. I think that that's important before we start to like knock down these answer choices. All right, let's dive into them now. A says lower maximal heart rate. I'm not just talking about resting. I'm not talking about submax. We're talking about maximal heart rate. Would we expect it to be lower at high altitude versus at sea level? Very interesting. I actually like A. And the reason why I like it is because at high altitude, you do have what is known as a lower maximal heart rate. You want to know why? Think about it this way. When you go up to that high altitude, is there a lot of oxygen or a low amount of oxygen? There's a low amount, right? Okay, cool. And so now there's not really that much oxygen for your heart to be able to pump this oxygen around the body, right? There's just not as much. Well, you got to remember that the heart also needs oxygen to do its job. So imagine this. There's a lower amount of oxygen in this high altitude. The heart is not able to actually get the oxygen that it needs to do its job. So do you believe that it's able to operate at the same level? No, it's not. That means that, you know, it's not going to be able to get up to that same maximal heart rate, that same number that you were able to get to at sea level. It's not going to be able to get up that high. Why? There's just not enough oxygen for the heart muscle itself to get enough. And so it just operates at a less efficiency. Okay, and that's the reason why our exercise performance isn't as great when we're at high altitudes. There's not as much oxygen to go around. So I like the lower maximal heart rate here. It makes sense when compared to at sea level. Okay, let's look at B, because B is actually an opposite answer here. B says higher maximal heart rate. Higher maximal heart rate. Do I expect at high altitude for us to have a higher maximal heart rate than at sea level? I don't think so. I don't think so. And I know this is a little bit of a tricky one, but if you think about it, at sea level, we have the oxygen that we need for the heart to be able to pump and do its job, and it's able to get up to its max heart rate, right? It's able to get up to its normal. However, when we go into these high altitudes, y'all, we just don't have the oxygen, the partial pressure of oxygen for your heart to be able to get up to that normal maximal heart rate. And so B, it's not correct. All right, for your notes, what I want you to write down is this. When you're at a higher altitude, we expect your maximal heart rate to be lower than at sea level. All right. Let's go to C. C says lower resting heart rate. Okay. When we are at a high altitude and we're comparing it to sea level, do we expect the heart rate at rest to be higher, lower, or the same? What would you say? We already kind of went over this, right? So if we go to a higher altitude, we said that there's lower amounts of oxygen there, right? And so the heart is pumping faster. So I actually expect there to be a higher resting heart rate in higher altitude compared to at sea level. So C is not correct. It says lower resting. I expect higher resting. Let's go to D. D is respiratory acidosis. For those of you who know a bit about arterial blood gases, you may be able to make some connections here. This is exactly what we're talking about. Respiratory acidosis. All right. Well, here's the thing. When we go into a high altitude, do we start breathing faster or slower? Okay. Higher altitude, we start breathing faster. Increased ventilation. Okay, great. And as we increase our ventilation, what happens to our carbon dioxide in the body? We start to get rid of a lot of it, right? We're breathing faster and we're getting rid of all that carbon dioxide. Okay, great. So if we're getting rid of a lot of carbon dioxide, what does that do to our pH, y'all? Remember, carbon dioxide's acidic, all right? So if I get rid of it out of my body, if I'm getting rid of that, what's going to happen to my pH? Yeah, it's going to increase. And that is known as alkalosis, not acidosis. So if anything, I would expect to see respiratory alkalosis at high altitude, not respiratory acidosis. All right. Again, if that one was a little confusing, what it really comes back to is you understanding your arterial blood gases really well. You understanding respiratory acidosis and alkalosis and all of those things, and that will help you to eliminate D. D's wrong, baby. D is wrong. All right. And that leaves us with our final answer tonight of A, lower maximal heart rate. Oh, this one was a toughie, y'all. Congratulations to those of you who got this one correct. There's a lot of answers. You know, some people were saying it was A, some people were saying it was B, some people were saying C, D, right? So I understand this is a trickier area. And don't worry, I got a cheat sheet for you. But let's talk about this. That way you can have something to write down in your notes. I think this is important. So when we go into high altitudes, just remember that the oxygen is lower. That means our heart's going to have to start working a lot harder, faster. We're going to start breathing harder and faster. Why? Because we're trying to bring in more oxygen. Does that part make sense? Okay. Now, where a lot of people will kind of get confused, and I want to make sure that this isn't you, is when we're at high altitudes, you're resting and your submax heart rate is going to be higher than when at sea level. Let me say that again. When you go up to high altitude, your resting heart rate and your submax heart rate are going to be higher than at sea level. Why? The body is trying to get more O2 in, right? So it has to beat faster. Okay. Now, where some people get confused is they're like, wait a minute. So if that's higher, why are you saying that the answer in this question is lower maximal heart rate? I get you, but there's a difference between resting heart rate and submax heart rate and then maximal heart rate. Those are different from each other. So remember, at high altitude, since there's a low level of oxygen, your heart can only be so efficient. Your heart can only beat so fast because there's just not enough O2 to even supply itself. So it has a lower maximal heart rate compared to at sea level. However, the resting heart rate and the submax heart rate will be higher at high altitudes compared to at sea level. Now, I know I slowed that down, baby. I put some pauses in between, and I did that on purpose so that we can make sure that we're clear here, because it's an easy question. Actually, I've seen this one come up. It's an easy type of question for people to ask. It's not easy to answer, but it's an easy thing to come up on your exam, and I want to make sure that you got it to the T. And so what I did, I never want to just leave you with that. What I did was I created a cheat sheet to help, you know, just put down these things on a piece of paper where you can review it, even if it's right before the exam, just so you know what to expect from your patient. All right. So for those of you on the podcast right now, if you go into the show notes, click the link in there. There's a cheat sheet. Get it, grab it, get it good. Hi, this is Kyle, and thanks for downloading the podcast. I always enjoy spending this time with you, and I hope that you leave today feeling motivated and with a better understanding. Make sure to subscribe to get new mock NPTE questions each week. I deeply appreciate your support. It helps keep this mission going. And as I always say, keep learning, stay committed. I'll see you next time.